ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the 6th canto, chapter 5, text 22. Swara Brahmani Nirbhata Rishikesha Padambhuje Akhandam Chittam Aveshya Lokan Anucharan Muni. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the seven musical notes Sa, Re, Gama, Padha and Ni are used in musical instruments, but originally they come from the Samaveda. The great sage Narada vibrates sounds describing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. By such transcendental vibrations, such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, he fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus he directly perceives Rishikesha, the master of the senses. After delivering the Harishavas, Narad Muni continued travelling throughout the planetary systems, his mind always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport: the goodness of the great sage Narad Muni is described herewith. He always chants about the pastimes of the Lord and delivers the fallen souls back to Godhead. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Narada Muni Bajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Name Nama Mani Udita Hoye Bhakata Gita Same Ami Adhara Varishe Ghana Shravana Yugala Giya भकत जन संघ नाचे भरियापन हिया माधुरी पुरा आशब पाशी माताया जगत जाने केहव कांदे केहव नाचे केह मत माने माने पंचवदन नारदे धरी प्रेम रे संग न रोला कमलासन नाचिया बले बल बल हरि बोल सहस्र आनन परम सुखे हरि हरि बलगाय नाम प्रभावे मतिला विषा नाम रस सबे पाय श्री कृष्ण नाम रसने स्पुरी पुराला अमर आशा श्री रूप पदे याचे इहा भक्ति विनोद दास। The purport of this song is that Narad Muni, the great soul, placed a stringed instrument called a veena, vibrating the sound Radhika Raman, which is another name for Krishna. As soon as he strokes the strings, all the devotees begin responding, making a very beautiful vibration accompanied by the stringed instruments. The singing seems like a shower of nectar, and all the devotees dance in ecstasy to the fullest extent of their satisfaction. While dancing, they appear madly intoxicated with ecstasy, as if drinking the beverage called Madhuri Pura. Some of them cry, some of them dance, and some of them, although unable to dance publicly, dance within their hearts. Lord Shiva embraces Narad Muni and begins talking in an ecstatic voice. And seeing Lord Shiva dancing with Narada, Lord Brahma also joins. saying, all of you kindly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. The king of heaven, Indra, also gradually joins with great satisfaction and begins dancing and chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. In this way, by the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe becomes ecstatic. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when the universe becomes ecstatic, my desire is satisfied. I therefore pray unto the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami that this chanting of Harir Naam may go on nicely like this. Lord Brahma is the guru of Narada Muni, who is the guru of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva is the guru of Madhvacharya. Thus the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya is in the disciplic succession from Narada Muni. The members of this disciplic succession, in other words, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, should follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni by chanting the transcendental vibration Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They should go everywhere to deliver the fallen souls by vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra and the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. That will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can spiritually advance if one actually follows the instructions of Narada Muni. If one pleases Narada Muni, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishikesha, is also pleased. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadah. The immediate spiritual master is a representative of Narada Muni. There is no difference between the instructions of Narada Muni and those of the present spiritual master. Both Narada Muni and the present spiritual master speak the same teachings of Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Manabhato Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mame Vaishyasi Satyam Te Pratijani Priyosi Me Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshyasyami Masuja. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the devotees to speak on Srila Prabhupada's wonderful purport over here. One time, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was mentioning that as usual he takes his walks over here in the temple. And as he was taking his walk, some neighbor came and started complaining to Maharaj that you are creating so much of noise pollution by chanting Hare Krishna. And Maharaj heard him, and then he said that, actually that time Maharaj was speaking from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where devotees are chanting at night and others are complaining that they are making so much of noise. So Maharaj said that after hearing the neighbor, I realized that we are a bona fide movement because seeing the reaction. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport wonderful narration of Narada Muni, and he quotes the whole song about Narada Muni over here. He goes on to say that how Narada Muni, he plays the veena, is a very wonderful instrument, and as he plays this and chants the holy name, devotees, they start dancing and chanting. So devotees do kirtan, and especially of a great soul like Narada Muni, when he chants, it makes a big difference. Srila Prabhupada is compared many times as the contemporary Narada Muni. And his activities were also like that. Srila Prabhupada went to the West and when he went over there, he didn't have many instruments to chant with. And so he just had a small drum. He's playing the drum and chanting Hare Krishna. But because of his personal purity, just by hearing the holy name from a pure devotee at Tompkins Square Park, when Prabhupada opened his eyes, he was chanting intensely. And as he opened his eyes, he saw many young boys and girls dancing. He had not told them to dance. But because it is natural for the soul to hear the holy name and dance. Just like when we also go on Harinam, on the streets, and when we chant, we are singing, we are dancing, we are chanting. Many people, they are looking at us in the traffic, and you will see, if you look at their face, they are also chanting, their lips are moving. Some of them, they don't even realize, but the holy name is just entering and making them chant. Some of them also dance. So, though, and Prabhupada writes that those who are not able to dance, they dance within their heart because they are shy to join. He said, those who, some of them, unable to dance publicly, dance within their hearts. So, we see in Kirtan also many times people standing behind and they feel they want to dance. Like when new person comes to temple on Sunday feast, there is big Kirtan going on. People are dancing, chanting. I still remember myself first time coming to Sunday feast. First time introduced to Sunday feast. And so many temples we have visited. But nowhere in any temple there was such huge, massive dancing. Generally the mood is, should be very grave and pray, ring a bell, take some coconut and walk out. And different temples, there are some different things you offer. Some temples you offer some oil, other temples you offer something else. So here, when I came on Sunday, I saw half the temple full and Gaur Aarti, 12:30 in the noon, everyone jumping. Surprise, what type of a temple is this? And little taken aback, so I went much behind on the last line. Because this was very new. And in the last line there was a bigger surprise because all the old people were there and I was standing, all around me were old people. I was the only youngster over there. And they were jumping. And one man was so thin and so old, practically felt that he would give up his life. He was so fragile. And he was jumping and dancing. And when I looked at him, I felt ashamed. I said, when he is dancing, why should I not dance? And as I was thinking like that, someone just pushed me and I don't know, very soon I was in the kirtan and I was dancing. And I didn't realize that. And after the kirtan was over, I was completely sweating. So, everyone likes to dance and chant. Only when they come to temple in India that has been engraved. One should be very grave. It should be. But here you see that chanting of the holy names is so important. In Chand Kazi's pastimes also, when they are approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first Sankirtan party coming towards Chand Kazi, they find that the Muslim, the soldiers, they go and complain Chand Kazi that they are coming with a huge party to attack. And as they are complaining, they are chanting Hare Krishna and they are singing. So Chand Kazi says, that's okay that you are complaining, but why are you chanting? He said, we don't know, we have just got addicted to this mantra and makes us chant all the time. This is a new thing that I was telling one devotee last time, that the power of the holy name is so amazing. And he told me, actually we have heard this pastime many times, about this one video game called, I don't know, it's a different name. And I was telling to John Paul Prabhu that how in the West, people are very addicted to video games. And he told me some amazing things. They're so addicted to video games. It's actually a disease. Just like over here we have disease, but we don't have many video game parlors. But for those who have played, they will know. You just get addicted. And like one boy, he was playing video game, young boy. And he went on playing for hours and hours and hours without drinking, without eating, so much so that he died. Just playing video game. A couple, they were both video game addicts. And they had a baby. He said, who'll take care of the baby? He said, you take care. I want to play video games. You take care. But I want to play. So let's keep the baby at home. Let's go, both of us play video game. They both went to play video games. And they were playing video games. And they just forgot hour after hour after hour. And when they came back, they found their baby dead. So, such a crazy thing in the West. And I was surprised when I heard this from him that. So there was a video game. It's one very big video game. It's you can just go on playing so many section after section. And in that, the person is driving a car. You can sit inside and you can drive. And then with your car, you have to run over people and you get points. You kill people. You can kill people in the video game. Because we have made so much of technological advancement. We can go at one speed, drive at faster speeds. Like yesterday someone was mentioning that in India, we can hardly drive at any speed. We are very backward in that sense. Every time you have to stop. Very difficult. And what to speak of run over. If you touch someone, all the neighboring people will come and smash you if you're on a signal. But in the West, you can just drive 100, 200, 300 is good. And this person is driving and different people come on the street. You have to run over them. And one category of people are the Hare Krishna devotees. Suddenly a saffron clad, bald Hare Krishna devotee comes and you go and you run over him. And as soon as you run over him, he shouts, Gauranga! Gauranga. And actually you get very good points if you get one of the Hare Krishnas. If you run over others, you may not get many points. So people are looking out, searching for a Hare Krishna to run over him. So this one boy, he was always playing this game and his favorite was running over a Hare Krishna so that he can collect more points. And as soon as he would run over a Hare Krishna, he would shout, Gauranga! From inside the parlor, very loudly. He was chanting regularly. And as he kept on speaking like this, he became purified unknowingly by chanting the holy names of Gauranga. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful in this Kali Yuga, even to get into all different types of games and get people back home to Godhead. And then he met some devotees who were chanting Gauranga, and he asked them, you know, what is this Gauranga? He said, we can take you to him. And they took him to the temple and became a devotee. So like that, chanting of the holy names is all purifying. And it is very natural for anybody to dance and chant. Srila Prabhupada goes on to say that how Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire is that the whole universe become ecstatic. And I therefore pray unto the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami that this chanting of Hare Nam may go on nicely like this. And then the second part writes about Narad Muni being in the disciplic succession, spreading the holy names, going to different places. And chanting this holy name, spreading Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit. Also, Narad Muni plays his Veena. It is an assistance to the holy name. So many things are assisting in the chanting of the holy name. The musical instruments, the devotees who chant along, devotees who dance, the sound system, everything is assisting the holy name. Let us speak something about Narad Muni. He is going around preaching all over the universe. Like for myself personally, going and preaching is purification for myself. I need to purify myself. But for Narad Muni, it is not like that. He goes and he purifies others, delivering fallen souls. At one time, Narad Muni asked, Yudhishthir Maharaj was asking Narad Muni, that Narad Muni ji, I am a grahastha. How can I perfect my life? Because it will become very difficult for me, staying in this material world, practicing. So Narad Muni gives his own example. Disciples, they like to hear from the life of their own spiritual master. It is natural. And many times when a teacher, he speaks to the students or the disciples, he gives examples from his own life. And he may say that, you know, don't worry, you're feeling like that. I was also in a bad scene. I was also, but now see how I've become well situated. So if I can do it, you can also do it. And gives examples. But of course, that does not mean we should take the teacher to be an ordinary person if he's speaking like this. So Narad Muni, he gives the example from his own life. He says, long back in a previous kalpa, I was Gandharva by the name Upabharana. And he was a very, very beautiful and handsome Gandharva, right? Lot of chandan and garlands. He was a celebrity. And because he was so attractive, there were many women always around him. And he was a very, very beautiful singer. So, Narad Muni says that even Prabhupada writes in the purport that even in the higher planetary system, there is the Sankirtan going on. Because one time, the sages, the demigods, they organized the Sankirtan in one place. And they invited Upabharana to come and chant over there. So, Narad Muni as Upabharana, he went to this particular place to do Kirtan at a Kirtan party. So, Prabhupada writes that Kirtan should be only for Lord Vishnu. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Kirtan is for nobody else. It's only for Lord Vishnu. And in the purport, Prabhupada makes very emphatically this point that today's time, people are concocting so many different types of Kirtan. He says Kali Kirtan, Shiva Kirtan, so many different Kirtans people are concocting. Like the Karma Kandis, right, we don't meet many of them, but in general, typical Hindu house, if they have some program to want to make things more auspicious, they do some Karma Kand activity. Recently, some family member gave me a call that we have a child born in the house. Can you do something from your temple? Can someone come and do? So I started inquiring because I didn't know what do they do when a baby is born. So I called up some grahastha devotees and asked him, what do they do? So they said, we just chant Hare Krishna. And for us, we go to the spiritual master and ask him, and he gives the name for the child. That is all auspicious for us. I said, but there must be something, some activity should be there. So because he said, yeah, maybe there are some yagyas, but over there also we do something, it's mostly chanting of the holy names. So I just could not find out. I went through some books, and in that also it was, the details were there, but it's mostly chanting. So I was surprised. Now what to tell them? Because for people outside, there should be some fire, then a pandit should come, he should chant some mantras, blah, 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 and they don't understand anything. There should be a lot of nice fragrant smell everywhere, and people should wear nice clothes, everyone should look nice, here we have done something, and then we give big dakshina to the pandit. So we spend so much money, and we have done something, we have done some nice hard work, whatever hard earned money we had, we give over here to this one person. And he also gives his mobile contact number so that if someone else is doing it, they can connect him to him. So they want to do some karmakand activity. And it's very famous. I know one person, he goes to America because there are a lot of Indians over there, and they invite him to do some karmakand activity. One time like that, just recently one student was telling that family member got married, and a karmakandi brahman, this was somewhere near Mathura, after the yagya and everything, he blessed them that may your daughter and son live like Radha and Krishna. So they were very happy. Oh, so nice, nice blessing. But the father, he immediately heard this and he said, hey, what is this? He said, how are you saying like Radha and Krishna? Radha and Krishna never got married. What about my son and my daughter? Why are you giving such blessing? He said, oh, sorry, not like Radha and Krishna, like Lakshmi and Narayan. That's okay. Or like Ram and Sita. So mistakenly, Brahman spoke something wrong. So here, Prabhupada says that there should be no other kirtan, only Vishnu kirtan. And Mayavadi sannyasis, many times they say, chant any name and you will achieve the same goal. But no name, no other name, only chanting of the holy names of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And it is not required that one has to be a very special singer, a special voice, chanting of the holy name. Just like I went recently to Lonere. This is a faraway place on the Konkan Railways. And over there, there is a college. And there is a base over there. As soon as you open the doors of the base, there is a mountain in front of the base. And in the evening, there are almost 70 to 80 boys coming to attend a weekly program. And the person who was chanting over there was His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu. So, he's one of the infamous singers in our temple over here. But when I saw that, I was surprised that just by simplicity and chanting of the holy names, putting Srila Prabhupada's word as it is, so many youngsters can be enthused to take up to Krishna consciousness. And especially the simplicity of the whole place, the base, inspired me so much. And that's more important than extra things that we keep collecting to make our... When there is substance, then other things will automatically become an assistance. But if there is no substance, then we may collect special quotations, so many special things. Like I was mentioning in the Brahmachari class yesterday, that I see someone has a particular thing and we feel, oh, okay, if I have this, I'll become more Krishna conscious. If I have a laptop, maybe I'll become more Krishna conscious. If I have this particular thing, I'll become more Krishna conscious. I mean, these things are required, but more than that, what is required is substance, which I see in devotees like Madan Gopal Prabhu, very simple, and substance, and other things will automatically come. So, then he goes on to say that the first offense that, of course, when Narad Muni went over there, We all know that he sang different songs and he was cursed. And Prabhupada writes that the first offense that Narad Muni made, Upabharna, was that he went to a Sankirtan party in the association of lusty women. And that's why he was cursed. So if a person is associated like that, then very difficult to remember Krishna. And we are so fortunate to have the right type of association over here. Of course, Narad Muni was at that time a celebrity. And people worship celebrities. They are having kirtans for different demigods. So these demigods are nothing like celebrities for them. And they are worshipping them like movie actors. And Prabhupada said that such songs were considered as cinema songs. People consider cinema songs to be equal to Sankirtan. Or any other kirtan to be equal to the Sankirtan. That is an offense. Like when we are traveling and we start chanting Hare Krishna, some kirtan, you will find immediately your neighbor starts singing some other song. Now, so many times you will see that. And he's trying to feel that what he's singing, so even I'm singing. In the trains or in the buses, you'll find if we are trying to chant Hare Krishna, like I was chanting that day, a person immediately put his FM, Radio Mirchi. Just trying to, because there is a big lot of difference between chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and any filmy song. So that was the second offense that Narad Muni made, considering the holy name to be equal to any other chanting. And that's why, because of these two offenses, he was cursed to immediately become a Shudra and to be born in a Shudra family. And of course, we know as he was born in the Shudra family, his mother. And then he's giving his example to Yudhishthir Maharaj, that I was so degraded. See, this is what happened to me. I was with lusty women, then I fell down. And then, what I did? Two things. He associated with devotees. As a young child, he got the opportunity to serve the devotee. And Srila Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavad Gita, Mami Partha Vipashritya, Ye Pi Supapa Yonaya, Striyo Shudras Tatha Vaishyas, Te Pi Yanti Param Gatim. Anyone can associate with devotees and perfect his life. No matter whatever Papa Yoni he is, that does not make a difference. And he says that even if one is in any particular ashram, maybe a grahastha, maybe a vanaprastha, he says that to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that you can also perfect by doing two things, associating with devotees and by chanting the holy names very sincerely. And this has been the theme we have been hearing so many times. I remember one devotee, he keeps asking the same question again and again. And this is very important, to ask questions, because I was always wondering why this devotee does like this. The fact of the matter is that if we don't hear again and again how associating with devotees is important, how chanting of the holy names is so important, then we keep forgetting. Srila Prabhupada writes that in the purport to Narad Muni with Kayadu. And Prahlad Maharaj heard the instructions of Narad Muni in the womb of his mother. And he says, I remembered, but my mother, because she's less intelligent and with such a long time has gone, that's why she forgot the instructions of Narad. As a matter of fact, most of us in Kali Yuga are less intelligent. And so we need to hear again and again that we need to associate it with devotees. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, continuously in many lectures, he found the same theme when these questions were asked to him by this particular devotee. He's saying that most important Chanting is very important. That is true. And how to chant very sincerely, repeating again and again, like Prabhupada pastime. Prabhupada, I want to be Krishna consciousness. Just be sincere, Srila Prabhupada said. Burijan Prabhu was saying that we make a time frame. So much time, 1.5 hours, I should finish my 16 rounds. That's it. And that's very dangerous. Because then we are not sincerely practicing. If we want to do business with someone or we want to have good relation with someone, then we need to give time to that person. If we want to know someone, I need to know you very much, I need to associate with you, then I need to associate and give time. So if we want to know, understand the holy name, take its mercy, its blessing, then we need to give time. And as I asked Sudama Prabhu, and he said that actually if one chants like that, the first symptom is that right now we decide 1.5 hours I should finish my rounds. But after, even after finishing all the 16 rounds in 1.5 hours, it is not that we become happy. We don't get a sense of satisfaction. But by giving good time to quality rounds, we become satisfied. And even if we have a huge number of rounds remaining, this particular force of satisfaction is so motivating that one becomes enlivened to chant more. And that is the key to chanting more and more and more and more. Of course, I am speaking from my very little realization, but I did try to apply sincerely what Burijan Prabhu had spoken in his lecture, and it actually was very helpful. And I heard from other senior devotees, like I asked Sudham Prabhu, he keeps chanting morning, afternoon, evening. And that is because of giving good quality to each holy name. So, we need to hear again and again this chanting. So, Maharaj said two things. Chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra sincerely. And to chant, we need to associate with devotees in the mood of a humble servant. And the example was given that the seed of bhakti is planted in a person's heart. And chanting is like watering the seed. But simply watering the seed will not help unless the land in which the seed is put is not fertile. Associating with the devotees in the mood of a humble servant is like the fertile soil of that particular land, that fertility. And when one does that, he gets the right mood to chant the holy names. Because if there is no right mood to chant, then you don't feel inspired to chant. Then it is just like, you know, a regular activity. So, Narad Muni, he fell down, and then again associating and chanting in that way, he was well situated. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he became very inspired by hearing this particular incident from Narad Muni. And then Narad Muni, in so many other pastimes, he is doing wonderful activities. As a matter of fact, generally Indians, they take Narad Muni to be like a person who comes to incite some particular activity. He's like the assistant to a villain. That's what they consider him. But that's wrong, because that's how the TV and media propagates. When I came to Krishna consciousness, that's the idea which I had. And in one drama, I was supposed to act like Narad Muni. And when I was acting, I was doing it in that way. So the devotees came and they corrected me. No, Narad Muni is not like that. He's a sage amongst the demigods. He's very advanced devotee. He's the leader of all of them. So he actually helps everyone. And he guides. And his disciples are great devotees like the Prahlad, Dhruva Maharaj, Valmiki, Vyasadeva. He's not an ordinary person. Kayadu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu, she's in great problem. And Narad Muni actually comes and saves her. And in her womb is Prahlad. And after saving her, she's a young woman, he takes her to his own ashram. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, Narad Muni is a young man, Kayadu is a young woman, and they are staying together. Is Narad Muni breaking the principles? So Prabhupada writes, those principles are for mundane creatures. And Narad Muni is transcendental man, beyond this. It does not apply to him. And Kayadu also very nicely, she keeps serving Narad Muni. And every day he's become happy with her service, gives her, tells her Krishna Katha. And Prahlad Maharaj inside the womb is hearing the Krishna Katha. So Prabhupada writes that how Narad Muni, one is forbidden to actually think that an acharya is an ordinary human being. Guru Shu Narmatihi. Srila Prabhupada is actually an acharya like that, going to the West and taking care of so many young girls and boys. You see that Narad Muni is, Prabhupada is following exactly in the footsteps of Narad Muni. But we cannot judge them. And anybody who judges, and people did judge Srila Prabhupada for doing such activities like giving initiation to women and giving Brahman initiation to going and preaching in the West. And many people who judged, they did not survive on the path of devotional service. And Narad Muni also in the pastime of Puranjan, he is preaching to Puranjan, who is a king, sometimes preaching to Mrigari, who is a hunter. And as preaching to Puranjan in the whole pastime, old age, Jara, she comes and proposes Narad Muni. And Prabhupada writes very wonderful purport that if one becomes a devotee of Krishna, following in the footsteps of Narad Muni, just like Narad Muni, Narad Muni does not become old. He stays ever young. And Jara comes and proposes, Prabhupada writes in the purport, if a woman proposes, even an old man finds it difficult. What to speak of young people? But Narad Muni is able to resist that. And not what to speak of resist that, he gives shelter to Kalkanya, Jara, and gets her married to someone else. Bhai, fear. So if one follows, because he is a Naishtika Brahmachari. So Prabhupada said, all Brahmacharis should follow in the footsteps of Narad Muni and progress in spiritual life. So many wonderful things can be spoken about Narad Muni and his preaching. Srila Prabhupada ends his purport by saying that we should take inspiration from Narad Muni, go all over the place and preach from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and the chanting of the holy names of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, Pranachayar Sehetu Prachar. Srila Prabhupada is encouraging that everyone should go ahead and preach very strongly. And he himself did that. And all of us who feel very conserved because of one particular or the other reason, take inspiration from Narad Muni and we can go ahead and preach. So I'll end my lecture over here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.